Some of my plastic still say Kane.
And DJ Quinoa.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Taft Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of The Slay List.
Woo.
Episode 4 of our pre-debut season, and we'll be covering the Queendom 2 Round 2 performances. You just heard one of my personal favorites of Queendom 1. Oh My Girl's cover of Lovely's Destiny. It was a very beautiful, ethereal, traditional concept. And all I can say is that this season does not live up to last. I personally didn't think maybe one or two performances. Actually, some of the performances.
Think about the covers from last year. Two years ago.
The best of this year are not as good as the best of last year, and the worst of this year are worse than the worst of last.
Yeah, like overall, that's like, true. The quality is a little bit less. But I mean, like there is a difference in like the different artists that are on the show this time around.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, like a Park Bom got a lot of shit. I thought she made Do. I actually quite liked her cover. She did Han.
Hers is quite good. She had Cheetah come also. Yeah. That's cute. She
probably tried to get Dara, but
she's
busy.
People are busy. The girls are working. What can I say?
In fact, Dara couldn't even, like, they had a song together, and then she couldn't even perform it, on Music Channel. I don't know if she couldn't, or if there's, like, I don't know, you know, things.
Was she still under YG at the time?
I don't know.
Park Bom?
No, I don't think she was, but she got Brave Girls NG to do the rap for her, instead of Dara, and then that's why Brave Girls NG participated in Queendom 1 to dance for Park Bom.
I think
that's really where the Brave Girls chart reversal started, but don't quote me.
I won't go as far as to say that much, but
yeah. So we're just gonna go in order of scores again today. We also have our own thoughts on these performances, and I have a personal ranking. I don't know if you have a personal ranking too, right? They're similar-ish,
I would say.
But yeah, I'm just gonna say sixth place this week, I think didn't deserve sixth place.
I was thinking that at first, like after you said mentioned it, but then I was watching some of the like the camera of like the actual stage, and I understand why the audience didn't like it.
I liked it. It was a great viewing experience for me at home.
Yeah, but not for the audience. They were struggling out there. It was just they're like always had a camera in their way.
I think this is one of the two remixes I actually listened to, like, on streaming, and I didn't get bored.
Really? I honestly didn't like it, to be honest.
I have real notes this time. I actually watched your performances before.
Okay.
I did not sleep as much as I usually do before this show, but it's okay, I did it for you guys. So first we have Mask by Brave Girls. Well, Brave Girls covering Mask by Kepler. As those two appear. And fantasy. Brave girl. Are you sure? Are you serious? 어쩌면 다른 시간에 살고 있어. Are you happy? What are you up to? 상상했던 세상에 초대해줄게. 상상했던 세상 보여줄게 더 다 더 빠져들 수 있게 너의 손을 잡아 놓고 Mask and fantasy. Fantasy. I'm not fake. Hater.
That is not true. I genuinely like. Honestly, like, if they flop one day, doesn't mean they won't flop the next.
I think I love the remix. I think it was really fun. I love the intro, I love the piano, the Michael Jackson vibe, kind of, you know, retro.
I won't call Michael Jackson, that's a bit bold. Their intro was more Michael Jackson than this.
I don't know how to say, but like, you know, it was like a doo doo doo. Like, I thought there was like a retro vibe to it, I thought it was very fun. I thought it was fun. I like really like the concept. It was like very fun, like a magician heist, like a now you see me kind of vibe. Thought that was very fun. I don't know. I thought that there was a lot of like thought put into it. It wasn't like the best performance, but I think it was really good. And I think that they had a really good remix. Like, I think Brave Sound did a really good job on this one. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I like actually listened to the remix, for me,
I genuinely don't like the remix at all. I just find it to be really slow and it drags a lot. It goes from slow and then it goes to even slower sections, and then the chorus doesn't even speed up that much. And the thing about like Mask is that like the essence of it is that it's very glam and it's very like.
I don't like the original Mask at all.
I like the original Mask a lot. That's it. Maybe that's boring. My gap.
It's so boring. Like, it's fun, like, the first two times, and you're like, okay, like, this is just another, like, sad little, like, house drop beat, and you're like, okay, like, I've heard this already.
I feel like that's true of any music you could listen to. Like, you could say, like, you could make the argument for any case that, like, say you don't like, like a bubblegum pop song. I'm like, oh, you don't like it, because I've heard it, like, thousands of times.
I don't know, I just felt tired. I'm like, there's nothing about Kepler that makes me want to listen. Their voices are not very exciting.
I like the arrangement of it. It's, like, very, like... It's very nice on headphones, I would say. It's like a very nice headphone song.
I didn't like it, but I thought this was fun. I think they had the dance break this time. Not my favorite part, but I feel like for the most part, I feel like they realized that they're not a dancer group. So like, they kept the dancing to a minute. Even like during their dance break, like the lights
were off.
It's fine. I think we could have gone without it. I think if we went without it, I would have been a lot happier. But I think. I don't know. I think they... Okay, I wrote this in my notes. Exposing themselves as less talented Mamamoo. Parentheses, better songs, though.
I think the early Mamamoo songs are really good, though.
Okay, we're talking about discography as a whole.
I think Mr. M.O.I. I mean, Mr. Mamamoo and M.O.I. are very good.
Yes, but then, like, the rest of their discography is very...
They have a lot of early songs that are like, they have a lot of early songs that are really good.
I don't know, maybe like three or four of them. I don't know.
They have like at least six songs in that early era.
Songs, unfortunately, even they're like pre-rearrangement, had some fun songs.
I still think the only ones I like. Anyway. Okay, so about like Brave Girls like performance, I thought it was just it felt like a bit busy in terms of. Okay, you don't interrupt me. Anyway, so, like, I just think that, like, I was watching it as, like, I was considering from, like, the audience point of view, and I could see why they're also rated pretty low, because basically, like, the audience was just watching, like, cameras the whole time, and a lot of the drama of, like, the stage was relying on these really, like, tiny tricks that don't translate well to, like, a larger audience, and while, like, for example, this would have been, like, great on, like, Kingdom, where, like, you only had the cameras, like, as like an actual stage performance, it doesn't translate that well, in my opinion.
And like the global vote was love too. I think people are just haters.
I just don't think it was good. And people had two votes for people apparently.
So
I mean, if they didn't think that they were good, then people didn't think they were good.
The people on the internet are mad though. Even the Korean people. And they'll hate anybody.
It wasn't like amazing, but I also don't think it was like that bad. I just don't think it was that good.
Sixth place at all. I don't think that they're deserving, and there are some far worse performances here.
I think the next three
are pretty bad.
The next one's like objectively the worst.
Not to me. Okay.
You just really don't like the.
Yeah.
I know the one you're talking about, but you don't like. Anyway.
Let's listen. Hold up. Listen. Let me play Roland right now. We have Kepler covering Pool Party, but with a twist? Question mark. But let's play. Pool Party, parentheses, rolling right now.
Let me play Rolling right now. Ready to shine. I'm a cop to my girl.
Dive in.
대고 짐 배치 and new world. 힘겨워. 어떤 일 세상 모든 일들 I don't care.
Bye.
Kepler's Pool Party, parentheses rolling right now. I think the best way to call the stage was a hot mess.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. The theming is a bit strange. They went for Alice in Wonderland, but then it goes underwater.
I don't think it was Alice in Wonderland. It was a blue dress, but a little bit vague.
She went through a hole. She went through a hole and came out the other side in a different world. It's giving very much Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know. I like that they had a theme, though. I like that they tried. I like that they gave themselves a theme. I like
their performance is cute. It was cute.
Okay, I saw leaks from like when the round was recording from a bunch of different like online, and the part that I saw was like the part after the dance break, where like it's just Pool Party and like it's a like kind of like a minimalist instrumental. I really like that part, and I think if they kept that kind of like fun-ish vibe, I think I would have liked it more.
The first chorus is really not right.
No, the first chorus is okay. The second chorus is worse.
I think just having Roland like overlaid over Pool Party was weird.
Okay. The first chorus, I was like, okay, maybe. Second chorus, they added more instrumentals, and I was like, this is gnarly, like not in a good way. I don't know. And then Dion fell. That's kind of sad.
I mean,
cried more than Dion because she's like, I stepped in soap, and I was like, okay. Not about you. Like, I like her, but
and also Diane, no one noticed. She was literally not on camera. It was like the last move of the dance, and they finished lying down anyway.
Big deal, though. She could like fall on somebody. Like, that's kind of awkward for her, and I probably would have cried if I was her.
True, but like, I mean, for the grand scheme of things, no one's gonna like be like, that was like a horrible thing that she did. It's just like, oh.
No, but like, you know, I got it.
I know. Yeah, falling. I mean, I'm not saying.
Mass improvement. Think from round one, and I don't know. I think like there's a good idea to poor execution. I think there's just too many props and too much fluff. I think the part with the bar, I didn't like it. I didn't like the dance break. It was really, really slow. It dragged a lot.
I mean, it was an interesting idea and like concept. A bar performance, I think that would be cool, but I don't think it matched at all what they were going for.
It slowed the song down and got really draggy. I was like, okay, like, I don't really feel like watching the rest of this.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying. That's the best part, so it sucks.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, I really enjoyed, like, I mean, like, the idea of doing a bar thing, I won't discount that. It would have been, like, really cool for, like, a different performance.
Shoehorned in for a concept
that yeah. No, and also, it was also weird because they had already done, like the door thing, they've done the standing in the bubble like a magician thing.
I think in the way that they did like literally nothing.
And also, if like I there was also show, like they didn't really use like the girls very well. Like I remember like they showed another example of Bahie just standing in the same position for like
I thought that was really funny.
Their like an entire minute. It was really quite.
Someone
was
saying that you're a lot louder than me.
So am I louder?
I don't know. Oh. If you should turn yourself down or me up.
I think I'm just closer to the mic.
But also, can you turn me up, maybe?
Girl, is that the right way? Your mic.
I don't know.
Why?
You turned the wrong mic.
No, it's because four is normally here.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Okay, someone switched the setup for us, so I was a bit concerned.
Yeah,
there.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're having a lot of studio problems today. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Going back, I think they did not enough last week, and they're doing too much this week.
Yeah, and also, like, it was too much in, like, a bad way. Like, it was not cohesive too much.
I think there's so much potential in this one.
Yeah, but what is a nice song. Like, it's been really fun and fresh, and they're just,
Yeah, so, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, next song?
Yes, okay. So next one is... I thought it was also really bad. I'm sorry. I'm like a hater this week. Like, these ones are like not great.
Girl. So, I think this performance is.
I didn't like it. There was
an attempt at something.
I didn't like anything. Let's go.
Thank you.
어색해는 모든 행동 하나하나 다 술에 건넨 인사도 입가에 걸린 미소도 모두 떠나
It's fine.
it was cut off. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. Oh my god, I'm having kind of a day today in the studio. Sorry. That was BBD covering WJSN Unnatural. I didn't like it. I thought this one was very draggy. It was very slow. I didn't quite enjoy it. And I wrote that as a trio, the group is really exposing their weaknesses as, like, without a main vocal, without, like, numbers, they're not looking as good. They picked a, like, I just think there's so many wrong choices. They picked a really tiring vocal song for a group without, like, a real vocal anchor.
Yeah.
They gave all three of them a dance break when really only one of them is, like, a good, good dancer.
Yeah, and
I
also,
think they're trying to, like, show that they can, that the, like, each of them can do everything, and, like, you know what, sometimes you can't, and that's okay. That's what the point of having a group is, that, like, everyone does their own little thing, right? So I don't know, I just it was a lot of poor decisions. I think the biggest part of Unnatural is, like, that, like, very fun pre-chorus that goes into the chorus, and it's just, like, it's explosive, it's, like, a lot of energy, and I feel like it kind of just stays very one note. So I wasn't very, like...
Yeah, I feel like there was no build into anything. Like, it would build up, and then it didn't hit. Like, it just sort of, like, it was, like, it's gonna be, like, building up to something, and then it just, like, actually, we're just, like, gonna calm down here for the chorus. And of all parts, the chorus of The Natural, that's what's supposed to hit the hardest.
Yeah.
It's just, no. And then the arrangement was also a bit questionable overall. And the three dance breaks, I can already tell you from an audience perspective, bad idea.
Yeah, I don't...
Because, like, I was already watching it, Umji and Eunha out there struggling.
Umji did okay. She had a little umbrella. Eunha did, like, a couple dance. I don't know. They're probably going through some kind of complex where, like, they think that they need to prove themselves as three, which is probably true, but I think they need to remember to stick at, like, what they can do. And, like, I don't know. I think without, like, Yuju to sing, like, and it's, like, fine.
I also just think conceptually, like, there's no real tie between, like, the song and, like, the concept. Yeah. Like, they just were like, oh, Unnatural. Like,
I don't know. I think there's potential. I just... a lot of
Latin.
Wrong choices. What a Latin? It was like a Latin theme.
Aladdin, but I know, but it didn't really go with Unnatural.
What, Aladdin?
Hmm?
Aladdin?
A Latin.
Oh, a Latin. Okay. Because I was like, Aladdin? Like...
They were not showing us the world, to say the very least. No, absolutely not.
It was like... Okay, sorry. Oh, my God.
Sorry. They're doing, like, a flamenco dancer type thing anyway. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I just wrote, they're pretty, because I needed to write something positive.
Oh, I think the costume was good until they ripped the skirt off, and I was like, what's the point?
I want to say, everyone's doing a costume change this week. Kepler had a costume change.
Kepler's is fun, though, I have to say.
BBG had a costume change. Second place had a costume change. WJSN, they're the blueprint. I'll put that out there.
All the other girls said we want that. Yeah. Technically, you can even argue number one had a costume change.
Okay, no. Taking off a mask is not a costume change. We have to move on, though. We're kind of running a little behind our schedule, but I do have an exciting PSA to read for everyone. Woo! I like to pretend there's a crowd here. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm actually going to be honest. I went to the art gallery today. I don't think it's open, but hopefully it'll be open soon. Well, because of COVID.
I mean, they have, like, I think they still have things displayed there, though.
Yeah, but I don't think it's open to the public right now, which is really funny, but I wanted to read that one out because
it's for the children at Tufts.
A patron of the arts. Anyway, now on to my personal least favorite of the night. This is WJSN.
I don't think it was that bad, okay?
I'm a hater.
depending on you. 새롭게 없는 향기를 남길래 난 또 다른 선율 똑같은 perfume all over tremble 똑바로 바닥에서는 그리고 내 더 물들어가 내 위기를 모면하고 dropping out yeah 세계를 스쳐갈 my wings you can't fool me oh my queen 꽃처럼 피어나
That was WJSN's cover of G-Friend's Novelera. I really did not like this one. I'm sorry. I thought it was weird. I really didn't like what they did in the beginning, and then in the middle, and in the end. There are very few good moments in this performance. Performance-wise, I thought it was okay. I think the beginning, it was just like with the whispering and you didn't watch, like, you guys can't see it, but, like, on, like, the actual, like, broadcast, like, there's, like, these, like, the worst, like, special effects, like, flames in the corners. It's so, like, it's really cheap. It's, like, this, like, weird, like, whispery, like, Satanism, queer baiting, I don't know.
Okay, but let's not go with the queer baiting, sis. I watched it over and over again to see what you were saying. It was just a normal performance with hands.
They were touching each other.
That's literally like any performance where they go for the creepy hand thing, where they have the many hands. That just happens.
No, it was like she was like touching. I don't know. It was giving very. It was very reminiscent.
It was giving marionette doll, sis. It was not giving that.
No, they were like she had her hand like on the. Okay, whatever. I felt offended. Not really, but like I don't know. I just didn't like it.
On behalf of who? On behalf of who? That's my question.
I thought it was very cheap. I thought it wasn't. I didn't like the concept. I didn't like the song choice. I think Novelera is a very, like, it's a brighter song. Like, you, like, even going from, like, that weird intro whisper section to the actual opening of the song, like, it's, like, the song is a completely different thing. And then, like, they add in that post-chorus, which is god-awful. They add in the rap, which I think is one of EXE's worst in her career.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing for me is that...
I said, Let's see. I wasn't bored. I will say that. I did have some problem with, like, some of these performances were a little boring. Like,
I mean,
the last two I thought were boring.
I think, like, comparatively, like, in terms of stage management, they did pretty well.
The performance was good.
It was, like, well-balanced. Like, they had, like, people in the front. They had people in the center.
They made sense. They used their numbers well. Yeonjung is a great vocalist. I think she sounded really good.
She sounded really, really good.
But other than that, there was nothing... I enjoyed.
For me, like, at some point, I sort of, like, the concept wasn't really there at some point, and I appreciated those moments because it was just the girls performing the song, and I was like, oh, it's good. Like, I think when the moments where they leaned really heavily into being sort of, like, darker was where the performance felt the weakest, honestly. Like, there's moments where they're just doing the dance or they're just singing the song, and I was like, wow, it's pretty good. Like, generally speaking,
I think they could have, if they went for either a completely different concept or a completely different song, I think it would have been okay.
G-Friend has a really good discography. They could have
such a nice discography. I mean, so many different things.
They could have even done, like, I think a song that would have worked a lot better in place of this would have been Apple.
I think everyone thinks that Apple, reason. But I think Apple would have been fun.
They could have done.
It's not like something that I think
they could even do Glass Bead because they did like Glass Bead is pretty innocent though.
I don't know, maybe. I didn't like what they did to the song. I think it was it made the song less enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, but okay.
It didn't elevate the song.
I would just like be like, okay, because like, I mean, like, that's like the opposite of the Mask situation.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't like the Mask arrangement because like the arrangement wasn't, like, to me it doesn't vibe with it.
Do you like the Novelera arrangement? I wouldn't listen to it over the original song.
I don't listen to like either version, really. I didn't like Naviera as a song to begin with, so.
Why? It's a good song.
No, it's I don't think it's giving, honestly. I think G-Friend's better songs.
To the 14 music show wins that they got.
I know, okay? That doesn't mean anything to me. I just say I don't like it.
The public love it. I don't know. Maybe it's because we don't like the song. I think maybe it's songs that we like that the arrangement... No, because you know what? First place, I love the... I don't love, but I really like the original song. Like, it grew on me. And
last
really
episode is more true in that case.
But maybe the person's just really good. But...
I think she can make anything work. Anyway.
I don't know. Next, we have... second place. Okay, well, what I realized, actually, is with the rankings, is that, like, all of the, like, the pairs got paired with
I mentioned
other.
This to you, sis.
Oh, you did? It was you? Okay, I remember I read it somewhere, and I don't remember where I read it from.
I literally texted you about this, and you're like, oh, okay. Not remembering my text.
But
oh, my God.
I feel irrelevant. Luna and Hyolyn were paired together, and it was actually very cute, because...
I liked it a lot.
Hyolyn got to pick first, as to who, because she won last round. She got to pick who she wanted to, swap discographies with, and she chose Luna. I thought that was very fun. I thought it was very quirky. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it out of her. Apparently a lot of groups wanted to cover Luna. They do have a great...
They have a wide range.
Pre-debut discography. Post-debut, I mean, they still... It's a very interesting song. I don't know.
Oh my God, they could have an odd eye circle. They did... Oh my God.
Yeah, anyway. Girl, but girl Luna fun. Was blessed with Sistar's summer hits.
I don't think they did the best they could have, though. With
no, but that's why they're in second place. Shake It by Luna.
스마트하게 흔들 흔들어 온 몸이 찌릿찌릿 우리들이 흔들 흔들어 심하게 통 향이 여기 불났으니 왜 나무 움직여 자리 잡았으니 Shake it shake it for me Shake it shake it for me
was Luna Shake It covered by Luna covering Shake It by Sistar. Oh my god. Sorry. Okay. I just want to put so in the studio, like the speakers that are like playing the music have been way too loud this entire time yeah, and so we just figured out how to turn it down. So like my brain has been working at 50% plus like the mics were changed. Like it's been a weird day for us.
I think the person who used it last they did not.
Maybe they're like a little bit hard of hearing. Let's not be rude.
They just didn't set it back up to its original position. That's my thing.
If anyone's listening, let us know. Are the audio levels okay? I don't know which of my friends are still on here, but if you're on here, let me know. Like, just text me. Anyway, I think a very deserving second place.
A very deserving second place, I would say.
It was good. Undoubtedly. There was a strong story. It was a strong performance.
Actually, I don't fully understand the story, but I think...
It was... Okay, so, like, you know, like, so the first part, it starts with them in, like, at
the bar. To me, it was giving, like, makeover. It was, like, a makeover.
Yeah, narrative. So, like... so, it's, like, Eve gets rejected by, like, this really not that good-looking boy, I'm gonna be honest. And then, she's sad because she's wearing her, like, dowdy little clothes. And then all these, like, the guys in the suits give them a makeover. I don't know, it's giving, like...
The girls in the suits give them a makeover.
I don't know, like, were they supposed to be guys? I don't know, it was I don't know if it was, like a she's all that.
Maybe, I think it was kind of giving, like, she's all that, but, like, kind of feminist because it was, like, got women in the suits. So it's, like, oh, they're gonna, like, remake over fashion.
In the group.
No, but I'm just saying for, like, my own sake.
I liked it. No, I really liked it. I like the costumes. I thought it was fun. Like the
costume I just changes. Wish their costume matched at the end.
What? No, the biggest question mark for me was the disparity in costumes within. So like the half that were like getting the makeover. So like they go from like the dowdy 60s clothes to like the Y2K baby tees. Like they were all very like they were all very consistent, yeah?
Oh, but then the other guys, there's like 1940s. The girls in
suits, you have like Jin Seol, she's wearing like a little newsboy cap. Looks like she's like selling fish at the market.
It was literally giving like anything goes. Like we could have passed as actual costumes.
And then, but then you also have Hee Jin, who's wearing like just a vest with like no shirt, like very sexy, very pretty. Like, I would have liked all of them to actually be wearing that. I think that would have been more interesting.
I think it would have been nice if also, like, I wish all the girls, like, came out and, like... I feel like it's weird with, like, half the girls in, like, the modern stuff and half of the girls in, like, the suits. I wish they all, like, towards the end, like, had swapped into, like, a similar era.
I think it would have been hard to, like, outfit change for those guys. Because I'm pretty sure, like, the girl outfits were just, like, a skirt that you could just, like, pull away. Like, yeah. I guess you could get snap-away pants, but I feel like, oh, no.
I mean, they could have done a quick change, but that's a bit, like... That's hard to choreograph.
Because part of it is it's the, I don't know, like the suit girls changing. I don't know.
It was giving kind of,
But I thought it was fun. I think I was really happy Hyunjin looked very beautiful. And she sang a lot.
I'm trying to remember, like, it reminds me of a movie that I watched.
Princess Diaries?
It's the, My Fair Lady.
Oh.
It's giving My Fair Lady, but like...
I mean, it's, you know, makeover trope is I know, big, I mean,
yeah.
Big, yeah.
I mean, but like, I feel like My Fair Lady is like the originator of that sort of stuff.
I think it was great production value. I think maybe they could have invested in more like glasses in the beginning.
Yeah, I looked at the empty on stage.
Like, the backup dancers, it's like, oh, fake holding glasses, but like the actual like girls on Luna are like holding like real glasses. It was very confusing. I think it was fun to watch, but not very interesting to listen to.
Yeah, no, I think the arrangement, like, at point, it was more of an aesthetic.
Sistar is an ass-shaking song. I'm listening to the queens of ass-shaking. There was not a lot of ass-shaking.
It's called Shake It for a reason, y'all, and they did not shake
that
it.
That was the issue, I think, was that they kind of, like, there was no ass-shaking.
Yeah.
I think that was the big, like, I think the concept was good. It would have worked for a lot of songs. Like, I don't know, like, I just... It lost that Sistar touch. I think the issue with Sistar songs is that they're all so perfect. You know,
they're all
so amazing.
So good. It's like the way they are. How do you improve on that?
How do you improve on that? Like versus like I would say like, oh my girl, elevated Destiny.
Destiny was not that amazing of a song. It was good, but I'm not thinking it was like it wasn't like that level at that point yet.
So I feel like none of the songs. Okay, personally, I think Mask was elevated, but that's just because I didn't like the original. But other than that, like. I wouldn't say that, like, we need to. Anyway, but we're gonna head to the last song, the Queen, Hyolyn.
Burn. 빨라져간 네 눈빛 까맣듯이 너. 미칠 듯한 심장을 쥐고 넌 멈추지 마 Don't wanna wait no more 온 세상을 누비고 두 눈이 더 눈부실 tonight
춤추고 like a burn 날아져간 네 눈빛
Mother Hill, round of applause for our queen. Okay, turn our mics up a little bit louder, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just editing on the fly right now for our singular
Before the
view,
time goes, you have to say this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This is DJ Quinoa.
Lucas, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are kind of at the end of our block, but there's no one after us, so we're just gonna keep talking because we want to, and it's been a very rough day.
Yeah,
we've in the studio yeah, for us. So hopefully, we're just gonna... Yeah, next week will be better, guys, I promise. I just think, wow, like, everyone is so fighting correct. For second place. I'm sorry, like, she deserves first. I think it's a beautiful concept, a beautiful arrangement.
I don't know how anyone's gonna, like, stand up to heel, and none of the performances
came
have
down been... from the ceiling.
She came down from a ceiling on a rig in a catgirl costume.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Catwoman, sorry. Not Catgirl. Different energy there.
It's so good. Okay. So I think I only have two things that I question. One is the paint the town thing. I get it, but I don't get it.
I think it's just for the girls and I think they'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think she also needed a way to kill the energy, and Paint the Town is very good at killing the energy.
Ooh, was that shade?
A little bit of shade.
I actually quite like Paint the Town. They have really good verses.
I mean, but like the chorus, like it drops the energy down, and so it was the correct choice for like a post-chorus. Second,
one of So What's highest, like strongest points is its bridge. It's a really beautiful bridge. She kind of rearranges it. She fastens the pace of it. Like she
Hastens.
She fits more syllables